For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ray. Welcome to the Evangelical Dark Web. Today, we're going to be talking about Robert Morris. And wow, what a story that just came out about him molesting a 12-year-old. So this is the story we're going to talk about today. Robert Morris is pastor of Gateway Church. Gateway Church is the largest megachurch in the United States. They boast 100,000 weekly attendees. Now, I don't know how accurate those numbers are. Those are their numbers. And according to Wikipedia, those numbers make them the largest megachurch in the United States. So the largest megachurch in the United States, their pastor, Robert Morris, is a confessed child molester. And that's what we're going to talk about today. But first, I want to let you know Evangelical Dark Web is a Christian news gathering and commentary ministry. This ministry can be supported at our Patreon, like ministry@evangelicaldarkweb.org/join. But we have a free newsletter. But the least you can do is like this video, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast, if you are new. Now, this story comes at an interesting time. Just last week, Tony Evans also had to step down over a sin issue. And this sin's definitely got to be quite disqualifying and permanently so if he's going to be stepping down through his November cruise. But nevertheless, maybe this will come in threes, and this is just a second of three major scandals about to hit major pastors. Robert Morris admits to child molestation. So this is the article I wrote over the weekend. This is a story that blew up over the weekend. So, you know, this is a very large church. Doctrinally, they are charismatic and egalitarian. And Robert Morris has definitely been accused, credibly so, of being a prosperity gospel preacher, which checks out as far as everything I know about him, but I've not done my own research on that specifically. Now, this is an email or an internal memo that was not supposed to be public, but someone leaked it nonetheless. And it says, you know, from the elders, Pastor Robert has been open and forthright about a moral failure he had over 35 years ago when he was in his 20s and prior to him starting Gateway Church. He has shared publicly from the pulpit the proper biblical steps he took in his lengthy restoration process. The 2-year restoration process was closely administered by elders at Shady Grove Church and included him stepping out of the ministry during that period while receiving professional counseling and freedom ministry counseling. I don't know what the latter thing is. Since the resolution of this 35-year-old matter, there have been no other moral failures. Pastor Robert has walked in purity, and he has placed accountability measures and people in his life. The matter has been properly disclosed to church leadership, Robert Morris stated, and this is from himself. When I was in my early 20s, I was involved in inappropriate sexual behavior with a young lady in a home where I was staying. It was kissing and petting and not intercourse, but it was wrong. This behavior happened on several occasions over the next few years. In March of 1987, this situation was brought to light and it was confessed and repented of. I submitted myself to the elders of Shady Grove Church and the young lady's father. They asked me to step out of ministry and receive counseling and freedom ministry, which I did. Since that time, I've walked in purity and accountability in this area. 2 years later, March of 1989, I stepped back into ministry with the full blessing of the elders and her father. In October of 1989, Debbie and I met with her and her family, and I asked their forgiveness, and they graciously forgave me. The sin was dealt with correctly by confession and repentance, which I did in 1987 and 1989. So that's one side of the story, but this is a gross detail that's omitted because that young lady was 12 years old when the conduct began. This occurred over 4.5 years of continued course of conduct. So this is from the Wartburg Watch, and I'm not a huge fan of them. And this article that they wrote definitely strays into some irrelevant details, but they're the ones who broke this story to their credit. And this is a quote from theirs. She thought nothing of a visiting a family friend in their bedroom. He told her to lie down on her back and he touched her stomach. He told her to close her eyes. Then he touched her breast and felt her under her panties. He warned her never to tell anyone about this because it will ruin everything. She returned to her bedroom and didn't tell her sister what happened. Robert Morris repeated this behavior until March of 1987. This would happen in Texas and Oklahoma, and the family would stay at the Morris home in Texas. Her father donated money to Robert's ministry, not realizing what had happened to his daughter. Morris wanted to make out and engage in heavy petting. He reportedly told Debbie that he was counseling Cindy. Cindy wondered if Debbie was in denial about what was happening. Things changed when she turned 16. He would take her out in his car and attempted to have sexual intercourse. Once he was fixing a vanity in his home, and he held up a screw and asked Cindy if she wanted to do this. By this time, Morris was a pastor at Shady Grove Church, which would eventually become Gateway Church Grand Prairie Campus. So, you know, he said earlier that it wasn't really while pastor of Gateway Church. Well, that's a little bit of a nuanced issue. Cindy Clemenshire is the person who is alleging this about Robert Morris, but Robert Morris has admitted to it, so not really an allegation at this point. Would eventually confide in a friend who would report it to her father. The father, rather than reporting it to the police, and I'll add this, or taking matters into his own hands, convinced Robert Morris to step down from ministry, which he did for 2 years, just 2 years. Robert Morris was married and had a child while all this happened. Morris's book contains corroborating evidence. On page 12 of his book, From Dream to Destiny, he spins a different narrative around these events. And basically what this page is saying is that he was having a pride issue and God orchestrated events in his life that would cause him to step back from ministry for a short period of time. So that's him retconning his own history in his own book that came out over a decade ago. So according to Morris, he stepped back from ministry with the blessing of Cindy's, stepped back into ministry with the blessing of Cindy Clemenshire's father, who failed to report him to the police or take matters into his own hand. That's not a good father there. Clemenshire then alleges that Robert Morris offered her only $25,000 to sign an NDA. This was not signed, by the way. So, my takeaway is basically last week, 100,000 people might have attended Gateway Church, but that is not going to be the case any longer. A scandal like this will definitely destroy this church because even people who are groomed and bred to not practice a lick of discernment aren't going to stomach that. Especially when he was not honest about it the entire time. So, he's kept this sin, this major sin that he committed, secret from his own congregation for the entirety of many of their lives and for the entirety of their church's life. So This is pretty disgraceful. I mean, I think Robert Morris, definite false teacher, doctrinally speaking, but he's also pretty unqualified to preach. This is a reproach. The fact that he was a pastor and cheated on his wife, not only with another woman, but with a minor at that, that began when she was 12 years old. So this is not someone who has any business behind a pulpit. This is someone who should have been in jail for what he did, but people failed back then. People failed. So this story sucks, but it is the news of the day. So if you like this kind of content, subscribe to the channel, to the podcast. If you are new, stay based, Christ is King, and we will catch you on the next one.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with autopay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.